Okay.
And action.
Turn that off. Right.
Some kind of line happens there, apparently.
Oh, sorry. Do your job. Do your job.
I'd do a better job if you let
Hi,
me study.
Hi, I'm Avril Duck, and I'm the director of Centrum of Chickens. That's quite funny, really, actually. Duck, chickens, I'm sure you get the joke. Yeah.
What is this play all about?
It's a comedy. It's basically the story of a security guard whose paranoia or whose personal agenda, personal religion gets out of control. Things happen. He gets rather anxious about the changes that are happening around him, and this kind of makes his paranoias go out of control and just blow up. So he's Dave, the security guard, and he's got this manual that he's been producing, and basically he's getting paranoid about bicycle couriers. So his arch enemy are bicycle couriers. You know, they stink, they're smelly, they wear funny clothes.
We've got to stop the bikes. Damn it, we got to make those buckethead bastards go through proper channels.
We will, mate, we will.
They stink. You ever got up close to one?
No.
They're sweaty. They drip on the floor, leave wet patches on chairs. Some of them reek. If they're going to come into my building, they're going to bloody well do it properly.
They will, mate, we'll make them.
But Dave can't control them. And in his little private world, in his mind, in his fantasies, in his mind, he's a digger. Quintessential Aussie. In his world, he's in control, but bicycle couriers don't listen to him. And I guess the writer, Tony Robertson, is drawing that connection to what is happening in terms of our reaction to asylum seekers coming into this country. And this is what is happening with Dave. So I think it's the writer's, Tony Robertson's, idea of how the reflection of policy, of government policy, is played out in the people of the nation.
In that sense, because it is sort of touching on very current issues around asylum seekers and border security, is it a very contemporary story?
It feels contemporary because also, you know, the character of Trudy now, who's played by Amelia Pegram, who's a lovely local actor, performer. Trudy's character is a young woman. She's about 23 and Dave's about 50. So you can imagine, and she's his boss. So you can imagine how painful that is. So we've got this situation where the writer makes Trudy's character apply pressure to Dave.
As we progress onwards into a new post 9/11 decade, we are progressing onwards into new challenges. We're progressing onwards into new challenges in technology. As technology changes, we need to progress onwards in a way to meet the unique challenges of a technology that's forever progressing onwards at a greater
simply
rate
by being a woman, simply by being a young woman and in charge of him. And we get that, again, that contemporary flavour of Australian politics.
Is it satire?
Yes, it is. Look, it's really hard for me to explain it, because what we're trying to do with the comedy is to play the characters as close to a natural feel as possible, except at times they do ridiculous things. You know, Dave just goes to the edge where Trudy is agreeing with him and he goes, oh, yes, 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 yes. She's about to agree with him, and then he'll throw in, but bicycle couriers are dangerous. And simply just saying that with a straight face, it's a hugely laughable moments. When he is affected by something, when Dave's affected by something, his face, the character, the actor Tom Gardner, his face just drains of all emotion, and you can see that this character is absolutely struggling, and it's hilarious. I mean, he just does that straight-faced walk off really, really well. I've just seen that in the rehearsal room this morning, and that was a crack up. And Jeremy, who's played by Chris White, is a dopey character. So you've got this kind of paranoid character and this dopey character as his sidekick.
What are we doing again?
Surveillance.
Right. How long are we doing it for?
As long as it takes.
And he plays Dopey really beautifully. Therein is the absurdity, and there's also an element of absurdity in the way that we're using music. So we're actually using film scores to make sure that the audience hopefully will connect into those films and use that understanding of cliche to underscore what the play is saying in its text. And these are moments that are really funny.
I'm speaking with Avril Duck, who's the director of Sentinel Chickens. This is the next Jute production, starting at the end of the month. Avril, this is your first professional gig, I suppose we could say, with Jute. How does that feel?
I feel really lucky, privileged, I guess, because working at Jute, you get all of the professional aspects of theatre. So you're working with a professional creative team, you're working with an office staff who are actually organising, coordinating and marketing. When I work in my usual community theatre setting, I'm doing a lot of those jobs by myself. So this is a brilliant opportunity to just be a director, and I'm loving it.
And what do you love about the play?
I love the fact that we're getting deeper and deeper into the psychology of Dave, which really, to me, asks a lot of questions about the way that we see each other, ourselves in Australia. And what's really surprising, though, is that I can see a man who has flaws, paranoias, and really bad attitudes, you know, a terrible attitude towards women. But I want to love him. You know, he's my uncle. We can recognise somebody in him.
I went to tell her about the suspected terrorist, and she starts telling me how to write the manual. Been here 5 days and she's a bloody expert.
Hey, take it easy.
She wasn't even born when I started this business, and the little...